So, do you have any advice for people my age, teenagers?
My advice, you brother, get a habit. Early in the morning, before you have all the negative stuff in the atmosphere, get you a book. Make a book your best friend. And the other thing, brother, don't let nobody make you quit nothing. First thing, quitter never win. He never win. One thing for sure, if you don't know much, you can't do much. That's been a truth since the beginning.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a nappy-headed, just a nappy-headed, I just like to be remembered as somebody who tried to tell the truth about the future. And the only way you can see is you got to study the past.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I think I'd like to be remembered as a decent person. I told my husband one time on my tombstone, I wanted it very simple. She came and she went. I said, I don't want a lot of fanfare. I want a mass, of course, and my family about me. But other than that, I just feel that I'm just one person of many who's contributed to society. I wouldn't have any books written about me or anything, but I've lived a good life and I've been very fortunate in my husband and my family.
How would you like to be remembered?
Kind of like I am now. If you was with me for one day on this street, you could see. I just got a lot of love and I'm proud of that. I'm really proud of that. Nobody got as much love as me. So I'm okay if I leave. I tell my friends, I'm saying, well, when I die, I've got nothing to worry about. I'm okay, I'll be happy. I've had a good life.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I'd like to be remembered as a good citizen and being a good neighbor in the neighborhood and anxious to say hello as you pass people on the street.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good ancestor. I'd like for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to remember me, and they say, oh, Ree, I had some good ancestors, and one of them was Myrtle Louise Taylor Philip Grogan. That's what I'd like to be remembered as, a good ancestor. And I tell everybody, when I grow up, I want to be an old lady, older than what I am now, much older. You know what that's saying? That's saying, hey, I want to live. Because you have to live to get old. Do you get that? Are you sure? I'm shooting for my mother's age, 92. See, I'm 72 now, so I got 20 more years to go.
The Boise Voices Project is composed of
Darren Colby,
Dominique Stone,
Janaya King, Kennedy,
Tyler Birch,
Melissa Toys Duran,
Noah,
Myla,
Sam Malua,
Sandra Arias,
Sean,
Sherman Taylor,
William,
as well as Aaron Yankee and Apricot Irving. Thank you for sharing your stories.